God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So on a Friday morning recently, I was thinking about all the campers who would be going back to what we often call the real world. And I was thinking about the fact that it would soon be Monday morning again, back to the grind, back to work, back to whatever they had come from. And I was thinking about all that is not in heaven. In Revelation chapter 7, the Bible tells us some of the things that are not in heaven. You see, heaven is wonderful, not for just what is there, but more importantly, for who is there. And because of who is there, it's wonderful because of what is not in heaven. So for instance, in verse 16, the Bible tells us, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat." So there's no hunger, there's no thirst, there's no scorching sun in heaven. The last part of verse 17 tells us that God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So ultimately, there will be no tears in heaven. You see, the Lord is everything for us at that time. Verse 17 says, "For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters." So what we find here is the Lord is everything. He will feed, He will lead, He will shelter. The Bible says, "He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them," literally shall tabernacle over them. So He's a shade from scorching heat. He is the one who feeds and leads. So there's no hunger, no thirst, no scorching sun, no tears, and there is no work in heaven. Wait. Actually, that's not completely true. Verse 15 says this, "Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them." You see, toil is sin's curse. Go back to the book of Genesis. But service is and has always been God's design. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's hard for us to distinguish sometimes between the good things that God originally intended and the curse that has come to befall them because of this sin-cursed earth. There is no sin curse in heaven. There is no sin in heaven, and so there's no toil in that sense. But there is service. Day and night there is service in heaven. So there's nothing bad in heaven, and that means that serving God is not a bad thing. And if it's not a bad thing, if it's part of what makes heaven the wonderful place that it is, then we need to learn to serve God, and we need to learn to love to serve God now, because it will be one of the greatest pleasures we will have when we get to heaven.